Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Joe Irizarry. The Lewis Junction Railroad and Bridge Association recently announced that the historic steam locomotive No. 60, which was initially built for the Pennsylvania Railroad, is going to be restored for display in Lewis with the goal of it being ready for next summer. In this edition of History Matters, David Ludlow, who was on the board of directors with the Lewis Junction Railroad and Bridge Association, joins me to discuss. David, first, can you please tell us about the Lewis Junction Railroad and Bridge Association? It's a relatively new organization. How was it formed, and what's the mission of the organization?
Well, the LJRBA, Lewis Junction Railroad Bridge Association, was started when the state of Delaware decommissioned the rail line from Georgetown to Cape Henlopen State Park. The state of Delaware had done a lot of installation of bike trails and rails with trails, and so what happened was the city entered into a memorandum of agreement with us. We formed a nonprofit to interpret the railroad history for the town of Lewis and even for Sussex County also. So the LJRBA's first mission was to save the big railroad swing bridge over the Lewis-Rehoboth Canal, which we were able to do, and it is on display alongside the bike trail, right in downtown Lewis. It's actually on American Legion Road. You can see the bridge. Our next mission was to relocate the track away from the bike trail so that we could display our rolling stock inventory that we had collected and would be collecting to interpret the importance and some of the historical artifacts for a display in downtown Lewis. The track was moved. Our first display piece came in, which is a 1917 caboose. It was cosmetically restored on the interior and exterior, was painted and numbered accurately to the Pennsylvania Railroad's original design. And then we had a tender made, which is a coal and water cistern to carry behind a steam locomotive, which is our next big endeavor.
Sussex County has a rich history as it pertains to railroads. Can you briefly touch on it?
Sure. So interestingly, I mean, it is very, very historic. When picture this with the early part of the century, and there is a lot of produce. There are peaches, there are melons and oysters and things like this that are all in the area, but you can't get them to market. So the farmers in Sussex County were very glad to see when a rail line connected the western part of the county to the shoreline at Cape Henlopen, and produce and vegetables that were grown in the county then had a great way to get to market. They were put on the train actually ran out onto piers out into the Delaware Bay, and then you could put them on steamer boats and run them to Cape May, Philadelphia, and New York. All of a sudden, the agricultural industry got very busy because you had a big market, and there's some wonderful pictures that you can find where they're loading on boxes and boxes and crates of melons, tomatoes, oysters, things like this, to ship to the markets up in the Northeast United States.
Historic steam locomotive number 60. It's going to be cosmetically restored for display in Lewis. What is the historical significance of this particular locomotive?
Okay, so yes, we're very fortunate to have this machine donated to us. It is, without getting very technical, it is a steam locomotive that was built in 1913. And this machine has a wheel arrangement of what's called an 060, which means it has six driving wheels with no wheels leading and no wheels trailing. So the 060 switcher of number 60, built in 1913, weighs 88 tons and was donated to us. And it is a Pennsylvania Railroad machine. And as part of our display, we're trying to interpret the Pennsylvania Railroad, which operated the line here in Lewis. And it fits perfectly. It happens to be the last known example of its particular wheel arrangement and boiler arrangement that is still exists. So we have the last of this configuration, and it's very important that we protect it, preserve it, interpret it, and bring it into town for everybody to see. It's the last one.
As for the restoration, what needs to be done?
Okay, so the locomotive. Here are the steps. The locomotive is currently in Wilmington. We do have title to the machine. And what we have done is contracted with a firm that's in the industry that does these types of things all over the United States. They not only move them, they cosmetically restore them, and they also restore them for operation in Tourist Line Railroad. So we have to dismantle this in order to transport it, because again, it's very tall and it has a whole lot of weight. And to be able to move it, we're going to actually take the running gear or the wheels and frame, and we're going to take that off, and the boiler is going to be separated. And then we can put it on two trucks, bring it to Lewis, put it on the panel track that we have where our display is, reassemble those pieces, and then finish the cosmetic restoration of the outward appearance and appliances, the smokestack, the headlight, the cab, the running gear, the side rods. These are all parts to the machine that make it look complete. So we will do that once we have moved it to Lewis and we'll get ready to display it. I should note that our focus is now as part of Lewis's, the town of Lewis's 250th celebration next year, the semi-quincentennial. We hope to have locomotive number 60 as one of the big crown jewels and big showpieces for that 250th celebration of the United States of America.
So when you have the restoration and you have it ready to go, it's essentially going to look like if we saw it back in 1913 or, 100 years ago now?
For the most part, yes, it will. For the most part, yeah. It some parts and things like this are so badly deteriorated, and it will simply be a matter of funding and budgeting to how far we can go. For example, do we want to put every last little appliance underneath that was there when it was new, or if we have representation of it, or we can, document it in some way, that may be good enough. So it will be pretty close for the for most visitors to look at and marvel as this is a steam engine that was 1913 design, and this is what it looked like. Can you actually go up and say, well, this would have been a little bit different, or this would a little bit indifferent? Sure, sure. But that's just a matter of cosmetic restoration. To the casual visitor and the pedestrians and the bicycles that use the trail right alongside the locomotive, yes, it'll appear as a ready-to-go steam locomotive.
That's awesome. Can't wait to see when it's up there. That's going to be great. You gave us the end of the timeline where when you want it to be up and ready for display. When does that work? When does all of that getting to that point start? Has it started already?
We expect that where we are today, again, the locomotive is currently in Wilmington, and our contractor will start. It has not started yet as of this date in July. We expect that they will be visiting the site to assess their actual plan of attack to see what needs to be done and how they will disassemble it and what parts will come off and be shipped to be refabricated off site or from another vendor. That will be taking place, I assume, pretty much late July into August and September. And then if things are good, we can finish some of the basic disassembly up in Wilmington and start to bring the machine down and reassemble the basic components. Probably, I'm going to say, this fall, when it starts to cool down, and then work on it down here to finish those cosmetic restorations. And as we start to come out of the winter and the spring, hopefully we're coming down the wire with it sometime in the spring and early summer.
How exciting is it for the LJRBA to add this particular piece to your collection?
It's very exciting. It's very exciting because, again, many people don't realize that this is the last one. There are no other ones that we are familiar with that are even in existence with this particular configuration. Now, there was one just recently, I mean, within literally months, that was restored at the Railroad Museum of Pennsylvania that looks like the same identical piece of equipment, but underneath ours is different than theirs. So it's very exciting. I hope people will really, listen to this story and realize that, saving the last one of these is a pretty big deal. And the LJRBA is kind of new at this business, but we've got some very good, dedicated people. And these people are committed to doing it right and doing it properly in a fashion that pays respect to the piece of equipment. 1913, 88 tons. It's a big undertaking, and so we find it to be we're all excited about it, and I think a lot of the community is excited. We have open houses on weekends. Certain periods during the weekends. And when people come by, they are as excited as we are to think about the possibilities of seeing that machine sitting there on the tracks and, being able to walk right up next to it, touch it, look at it, take pictures with it. We have a very, very large contingent of people that are supporters, that are behind us. But I will say that we are still actively fundraising. We are starting down the pipeline, but we are still actively fundraising to complete all of the restorations that we have planned for it.
Where can people go to find out more about the LJRBA?
So, yeah, the LJRBA can be found Lewis Junction Railroad Bridge Association. You can find us on our Facebook page. But we also have a website. And for those of your listeners that would like to visit the website, learn a little bit more about us, get some history, the website is lewisjunctionrr.org. And for those that would like to assist in supporting this project, you can do so at the website or on the Facebook page. And every little bit helps. We're looking down the end of the tunnel. We see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we're not quite there. And we want it to be really the best we can do.
Thanks to David Lutlow for helping showing us why history matters.